W-A-8-K-I-M repeater
wires
X net will start in 5 minutes.
Connecting wires
X to America link room now.
W-A-8-K-I-M wires X connected to 21080. 93 nodes.
This is WA3PLI. We'll be starting the International Wires X node at 9 o'clock in about 5 minutes. You guys at 3PLI, clear.
J84ETA. This is J82. Mike Victor David. JA4ETA, JA2, Mike Victor David.
Good evening. The time is 9 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater, WA8KIM.
CQ, 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 all amateur, licensed amateur radio stations. This is WA3DNY, opening the International Letters X net here on room 21080, America Link, on Letters X. My name is Jeff, and again, my call is Whiskey 813, Papa November Yankee, WA3PNY, and I'll be net control for this net. This will be a direct net to provide for orderly QSOs and lively discussions. America Link is right to BB4 Fusion repeater, actually reflector, FCS002, room 90, and also FCS003, room 90. The net is open to all licensed amateurs, and let's take a break and call and see if we have any emergency traffic. Any station with emergency traffic, come now, please. This is WA3PNY. Okay, now here again, we extend a special welcome to operators younger than 18, females, and international calls. Also like to say thank you to owners of over-the-air repeaters who have allowed their equipment to be used for everybody to access America Link. We have lots of links coming into America Link, and that's the great thing. We thank you. We thank you for all the work that you do to provide those links. We ask also that you allow 3 seconds between station transmissions and press the push the talk key 2 seconds before talking, and also press the talk key for a couple seconds after you stop talking. Just to make sure that all your digital data is sent out over the air. There's also a lot of latency in some of these digital transmissions, and so that's a good reason for allowing some time in between. Actually, what's suggested is about 5 seconds between station transmissions to allow others who would like to disconnect to be able to do that. Okay, stations are allowed to make comments and break in through net control. We'll take a break and we'll see if we have any general announcements. Any general announcements for the net? This is WA3PNY. Okay, good hearing, buddy. Of course, if there are any general announcements that you want to make as we go through check-ins, just let us know, and you'll have an opportunity to do that. Let's look at this day in history. April 29, 2004, the end of the road for Oldsmobile. On this day, 2004, the last Oldsmobile comes off the assembly line at Lansing Car Assembly Plant in Michigan, signaling the end of a 106-year-old automobile brand. America's oldest factory workers signed the last Oldsmobile, an aero van, before the vehicle was moved to Lansing's R.E. Olds Transportation Museum. Where it is on display at this time. The last 500 arrows, arrows were manufactured, featured the final 500 emblems, which were painted dark metallic cherry red. You guys aren't really that familiar with the Oldsmobile. It was in 1897 that Ransom E. Olds, he was from 1864 to 1950, an Ohio-born engine maker, founded the Oldsmobile Motor Company, vehicle company in Lansing. In 1901, the company then was known as Olds Motor Works and debuted the Curved Dash Oldsmobile, a gas-powered open carriage vehicle named for a curved front footboard. More than 400 of these vehicles were sold during the first year, and its price was $650 each. And today, dollars, that was $17,000. In subsequent years, sales reached into the thousands. Invention inspired the 1905 song, In My Merry Oldsmobile, if you remember hearing that. So if you go back when Oldsmobiles were still on the road, and there are some, of course, are still on the road because they've been restored as antique. That's how we get it. And the last one came off the assembly line today, in this date, 2004. Let's see. Radio Amateur News. This is not going to happen in May, but we want to have you guys at least aware of the fact that it's going to be happening. It's the Armed Forces Day Crossband Military / Amateur Radio event. And that's going to happen on May 13th. Here's some the U.S. Army, Air Force, Navy, and Coast Guard will sponsor the traditional military / amateur radio communication test on Saturday, May 13th, to mark the 66th annual Armed Forces Day. Armed Forces Day is actually on May 20th, but the AFD Crossband Military Amateur Radio event will take place a week earlier in order to avoid schedule conflicts with those attending Hamvention. Complete information, including military station codes and frequencies, is available on the U.S. Army Mars website at www.uamymars.org/home/announcements. Having to stay off a little longer to allow that repeater to do its thing in between. At any rate, I wasn't aware of this, but apparently we have some crossband and cross frequency overlap with the military allocations. And take a look at the AWOL. The AWOL site and get the scoop on this. It looks like it might be really interesting. We can't operate on the military frequencies as regular amateurs, but there's no reason why we can't do it cross band or cross frequency. It turns out also on 60 meters, there's some interoperability channels on 5.330, 330, and 0.5. 534.6.5 and 5371.5. So there are some overlaps that we can use to talk to the monitor. That might be a really interesting thing to do on May the 13th, and that's coming up not too long from now. Okay, Ed and Radio Sport, again, I'm not seeing anything until May, so we'll let it go for tonight. Our quote for the day is, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. And that quote is from Albert Einstein. And it does make a lot of sense. And the American Link business. American Link strives to be a community venue with a newsletter, Yahoo group, and website. Please participate and become involved with the content of these tools. The newsletter is sent to email address of stations with email addresses on QRZ.com. If you did not receive the newsletter, it's because possibly because your email address is not with it on QRZ.com. You can request to be added to the list by emailing K3IH, Gary. By the way, you probably are noticing that Gary isn't here this evening. He's unable to be with us tonight, but I do expect him to be back next week. Our question for the net for this week is, what other VOIP rooms or reflectors do you use besides the Mario Link? Those would be Wires X or reflectors, FCS reflectors, or anything like that. The reason why we're going to ask the question tonight is because there might be some really good stuff available that we're just unaware of. So if everybody wants to know what they think is really cool and what works well for them, then other people in the net will be able to know about it. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. Okay, we're going to begin the check-in process, and the check-in process has several different parts. The first is for early check-ins, mobile, short times, females, and youth, and then we go from there. We will go into our international check-ins. After we finish with the international check-ins, we will go to domestic check-ins. So, let's open up check-ins. For short-time stations, mobiles, females, youth, please check in now. This is WA3PM.
Let me get short-time.
Killer 3, Juliet Echo Lima. Gary from Export, Pennsylvania, short timer, and I promise to me. We use Wires X.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
WFR 2, Mike, Victor, David, from Nagoya, Japan, no comments.
Okay, well, I have four. Four stations that responded. Let me acknowledge W5PE, W5CEH, K3KEL, and JA2MVD. MVD. Let's go with this list. We'll start at the beginning, at the top. W5PE, any comments for the net? What other VOIP rooms do you use, or lifters? Or which ones do you use that you really like? Back over to you, WA3PLY. We got your call through, but no audio. Try again, W5PEB, WA3PLY.
WA3PNY, W5PEV, Yeah, I enjoy WiresX and Echolink, and I'm just started playing with some DMR. Back to the net control.
This is Guitar M checking in. Can you hear me?
K2LRM, yes, we can. And I'll put you in a check-in, and we'll get to you in just a few minutes. But thanks for checking in. All right, we're fine. K5PEB, thanks for checking in this evening, and thanks for the comments. We'll go on to our first check-in, which is WF5CEH. What other rooms or VIP rooms are refreshed to use besides America Link? WA3PNY. We are looking for WF5CH. Any comments for the net? WA3PNY. Yeah, nothing heard. Well, let's go on to our next check-in. It's J-A-U-M-V-D. And I believe that's Sam. Any comments for the net, Sam? This is WA3PNY.
Well, actually, not very good comments. I mean, not a lot of comments for you guys. Because these days I live in Japan, and we don't have a lot of rooms yet. Although, you know, there's a lot of Yaesu system, so thinking of if we get somebody from Yaesu involved in this electric link, I think we can a lot of good information.
All right, well, fine, Sam. Well, thanks. Thanks for that. I do know. I mean, if you look at WiresX, there's in Japan, there's quite a number of rooms, and they are really big. I would believe those would be Japanese language rooms, but anyway. You can also get in touch with Grant, who is the director here at America Link, and ask him if you have questions about different rooms. But anyway, thanks Sam for checking in tonight, and thanks for the comments. Let's go on to our next check-in, which is K3JEL in Export, Pennsylvania. Any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
Thank you, WA3PNY. This is K3JEL from Export PA. The name's Terry. This is the third time we've joined your net, and we enjoy it very much. As far as VOIP, to Echo Link, All-Star transceiver, web transceiver, and Hemisphere. That's what I use. And I pretty much 95% of my time are using WiresX. We like the Minnesota Wisconsin link, CQ Canada, Middle America, and Oklahoma. So we have a node that's been up and running for about 3 weeks now, and we're enjoying very much and totally enjoying all the new contact and the people. Everybody's just a big help with WiresX. Back to you, Jeff, and thank you very much. You're doing a good job. WA3PNY from K3JEL.
Well, very, very fine, Terry. K3JEL from W3PNY. Thanks for the comfort and thanks for checking in tonight. And, yep, I did recognize Paul. It's good to see you again. Have a good evening. We're going to go to our next check-in, which is A2LRM. Any comments for that from WA3PNY?
A2LRM, sorry if I checked in before I was supposed to. This is my first net, and I just got my first ham license last month, so I really don't know the protocol, but I like the Link room and the, I think it's another American Link room on that FCS-003, and I use the DV format.
We're flying, Lisa. K2LRM. WHPY. Well, you just keep doing what you're doing because you're doing it just fine. No problem whatsoever. That's not a problem at all. That's you came in exactly the right time. Not a problem. Anyway, thanks for the comments. Congratulations on being able to get into P4FM and also into Wires X. Give a nice sounding signal. Thanks for checking in tight. We really do appreciate it. We're here every Saturday evening. And we started at 9 o'clock Eastern. Very good. That's the bottom of my list. So let's open up the check-ins again. Any short-timers, mobiles, emails, or youth would like to check in, please check in now. WA3PLY.
WA8K.
November, India, 3, Whiskey. K-E-A-G-Y.
Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 to check. Let me acknowledge WI3W, it's Nick. I have a KQ station, I'll get to that in a second. AB3SB, K8AGY, KD8SZZ. Any corrections I'll need a correction on the KQ. So station with the call starting with KQ. Please stick in your call. This is WA3P.
Hi. Personally, KQ4 ZEN. There's my daughter Leah in the background. Yeah, hopefully she'll be licensed soon too. Name is Leonard. I'm in Walton County, Georgia. I'm a short timer.
Okay, thanks for checking, Leonard. Link to the list. I'll get to you right away then. WI3W, Nick, any comments for that? This is WA3PMY.
November, India, 3 Whiskey here. Thank you very much for taking my call. I plan to be a little longer this evening. I can't sit in here, right? I won't go into that. It's a little old for. Anyway, thank you very much for the fine room and your fine net and all the fine people who I've got to talk to in the past month. I've enjoyed the new mode of amateur radio. So I usually use American Link because of the people I run across here. Very, very kind and very congenial, and I enjoy them. Thank you very much, and it's a well-run room. I do go to Minwis occasionally, and that's basically the main rooms I habitate, except for some few personal friends' rooms that I visit. Thank you very much, and have a good night. NI3W, Somerset, PA.
Well, fine, Nick. WA3PLY. Well, thanks for checking in from Somerset, and thanks for comments. And we'll look forward to talking to you later on in the week, I'm sure, sometime. Our next check-in is AQ4ZN, Leonard. Any comments for that? WA3PLY.
The net so far, and just the new digital communications, yes. I'm using the 3200D Yaesu model, and I got it for Christmas, and I'm trying to use it a little bit more often now, and I like the way that you can get in on the repeater, and it's carrying signals from all over the world on the internet, off the internet. And I'm at my home base station, and I'm linked through a repeater, W408H, to the internet and back to you. So it's pretty cool. Cable was in, and my daughter wanted to say hello. Her name's Leia. Here she is.
Hi, Leia. I'm only 8 years old. And I'm about to get my license. And I'm studying for the technician. I really want to get it. And I want to get a digital tree to talk to everyone.
Okay. Anyway, I'm here for just a short, and everybody have a good weekend, and be safe out wherever you're at in the world on the net. This is KQ4ZN, back to net.
KQ4ZN, Leonard, very good. And if you're a daughter, sound great? You sound great. You're going to be good. Just keep studying, and it won't be long. You'll be able to pass the test. And we'll look forward to hearing you on the air. Well, thanks, Leonard, for the comments, and thanks for checking in tonight. We're here on Saturday evening, so join us again. We're going to move on to our next check-in, which is Alpha Bravo 3 Sierra Delta. Any comments for the net? This is WA3PNY.
We're from Sierra Delta, and yesterday link at the CQUK WiredX link. And on this one, on American WiredX, I put my call out for the first time and said listening, and a Japanese station came back to me, and then three world stations, and the second Japanese station, and then I went on to the CQ K WiredX. I talked to Alan Sky, a British guy, and definitely I talked to a lot of people on here, and I didn't expect it, the Japanese and UK people be on the American WiredX, but they were. And then, and I'm using the, Shark RF, open spot. And, to get in with my Yaesu ST2D radio. So back in that control.
WA8KI.
A3SB. I think the name is Jim there. This is A3PY. Well, thanks for being there tonight, and thanks for checking in. I think you will find that America Link is a very friendly room, both domestically and also internationally. A lot of patients, as you found out, a lot of patients are listening during the day. Sounds like you've had a success so far, and we hope that that you will continue to make contacts on AmericaLink. And some of the other links that you mentioned are kind of interesting too. Well, thanks for the comments, Jim, and thanks for being here. We're going to move on to our next check-in, which is K3AGY. K3AGY. Any comments for that? This is WA3PNY.
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody on
that tonight. This is Mike. The call is K8AGY. They're located in Plymouth, Michigan. And enjoy the Wires X, and particularly the American Link. It's a very, very, very resourceful and lots of fun being on that room. And enjoy Wires X very much. And I'm connected to Wires X through the KD8I repeater located here in Detroit. So we've got rain to the south and rain to the north. It's been dry all weekend. I guess we're supposed to get some rain here tonight and tomorrow. So I'd like to say hello, and so back to you there. Thank you very much. So back to net control. This is K8AGY.
Okay, 8AGY from WA3BY. Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks for the comments, or thanks for checking in. The Michigan-Wisconsin room has a tech net on, and I right now can't think of exactly what time and day that is, but anyway, it is a good net. I've been there already. A lot of good stuff there. Anyway, thanks for the comments, Mike, and don't forget we're here every week. Well, that's where our next check in, which is KD8SZZ. This is WA3PY. Any comments for the net?
KD8SZZ, Corey Zanane from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's the Wires X. Our club, WUSA, just established their note about 6 weeks ago, and I'm connecting via their repeater. Otherwise, no comments. I'm back to that.
Okay, fine. KD8SZZ from W3PNY. Well, thanks for being here and checking in. And thanks for the comments. And you're going through, you're just fine. No problems whatsoever. Hope that you will find that Wires X is a great place to be. Anyway, that's the bottom of my list. So I'm going to open it up to more check-ins for short-timers, early check-ins, mobiles, females, youth, any of those people like to check-in, check-in now. This is WA3PNY.
On the line, Mobile Kuwait.
Mark Juliet.
I will soon review.
With Zero, Sierra Romeo.
Okay, I got four. We have a K2. K2 station, which I did not get the suffix with. Alpha acknowledge K5J, Bob, DW1ZDD, and W0, Ethan, SR, but the call said RS, so we'll see which one's right. Let's go to the top and see if I can get this call right. So it was a K2 that called me. Please call again with your call. This is WA3PNY. Okay, we didn't hear it that time. That may have just been the passing station. How about KU5J, Bob? Any comments for that? WA3PNY.
In Eastern New Mexico. Short time. Gotta get in. Gotta get back to the next project, but just checking in. I appreciate you doing this, and good evening to everyone on the KU5J.
Yeah, well, I'm Bob. Well, KU5J from WB3PNY. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, we're here every Saturday evening, so I'll leave again if you can. We'll move on to our next check-in. DW1ZDD.
RAC. This is WA3PMY. Any comments for that? Over.
DK5DF. Timeout.
Beer. Weather. Warning. WA8KIM. Repeater.
And we're looking for DW1ZDD. This is WA3PLI. Any comments for that? Over.
Whiskey 1 Zulu, Delta. Just checking in with regards to everyone, 73. Good evening.
WA8K.
All right, we're fine. I got the correction on the call. It's JW1ZDK from WA3PLI. Well, thanks for checking in, and it's good to hear you. And hopefully you'll be able to join us next week. Let's go to the last person I have on the last part of my list is W0SR. W0SR. This is WA3NY. Any comments for that, over?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's W0RS. Whiskey 0 Romeo Sierra. That's what happens when you're in competition with television. You don't pay any attention. Anyway, about the only thing that I in America, the wires link, can't enjoy very much. I've only had this for about a week and a half on an open spot, so good luck. I'll probably be checking in, and most assuredly I'll check in on the right call next time. So, breathe. W0RS.
Fine, Bob. There's, yeah. Real fine. W0RF from W3PLY. Well, thanks for checking in tonight, and we really appreciate the fact that you're here with us, and we look forward to hearing from you next week. So, 73. At the bottom of my list. So, let's open it up just one last time, see if there's any other timers. Early check-ins, short time, in and out of females, or youth that would like to check in coming out. This is WA3PLI. I didn't hear anybody come back that time, so let's go on to our international check-ins. We like to see if there are any check-ins from countries that have traditionally checked in a bunch of people. So let's start with Australia. Do we have any check-ins from Australia this evening? This is WA3PLI.
Okay, 5 Zulu Alpha, calling from Adelaide. Good day, everybody. And back to the control.
Oh, fine. VK5 Zulu Alpha, WA3PNY. Well, thanks for checking in. Any comments for the net? It's your turn, WA3PNY.
You fucking EV. Oh, no, I think I've overlapped something. Over.
All right, Nick. Well, thanks. Thanks for checking in. It's good to hear you. I'm from Australia, and we'll open up our check-ins again for anybody else from Australia. This is WA3PI. Coming out. Nothing heard. Let's open it up to our Canadian stations. Anybody from Canada? This is WA3PI.
On Romeo Charlie.
W
WN3PNYV3IGN Mobile from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Good evening to all. Good morning. No traffic, 73L.
Okay, I got four stations that time. I got VE1RCE. And I got a VE3IGN. A VK5JP. A VK5NRV. Hello, to the top. VA1RCE, I believe it was, that was the call. This is WE3BNY. Can you comment for that?
Jacko 1, Romeo Charlie Charlie. Again, VE1RCC. Name here is Rob Romasco Bravo, located in Wedgeport, which is southwest tip of Nova Scotia here. No comment, no traffic from down this way, but for rooms that I'm in, the Quebec Francophone one, also American Link and the Minnesota Link as well. Also on APRS as well, and all that good stuff. So anyway, just pull me in and everyone have a good one there. VNRCC.
Hello, fine, Rob. VE1RCC, I got the correction. This is WA3PNY. Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks for the information. And it's good hearing you on. VE3IGN, mobile station. I know that you said that you didn't really have any traffic, but any other comments that you have for that, WA3PNY?
Name here is Don, and I'm mobile here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. The weather here is getting on the cool side, and we're just about freezing here now. It was a nice day the last couple of days, but summer's just around the corner. Nothing more to add to that other than good evening to all, 73s, and have yourself a nice weekend, or what's left of it. I'll turn it back to you. Victor Echo 3 NDS.
Y-H-E, repeater.
Real fine, Don. V3IGN, out there. This is WA3PLI. Thanks for the comments, and thanks for chatting in tonight. Great to have you here with us. Safe driving, and maybe we'll catch you next week. We'll move on to our next check-in, which I caught, which is VK5 Juliet Papa. Pete, any comments for the net? This is WA3PLR.
WA3PNY. Thanks for doing the broadcast there, Jeff. Okay, sorry, I sort of came in out of turn. I was trying to piggyback in on back of VK5ZA on that, but I realised they had the offset. This set wrong on my end, so I'm running my own node here. Only traffic I've got, our little repeater net is growing here in South Australia, and I'm met with the addition of another fusion repeater going up on our South Coast, so we'll have six in total in the state, and that number will slowly grow. I don't know how many of you are aware, there is an Australia net now set up and gets frequented by quite a few people from around the globe. So that's my traffic from Adelaide, South Australia at the moment. Again, thanks for on the broadcast, and it's being relayed at the moment as I speak off of three repeaters here in South Australia. So once again, thanks for having me on the net. Back to you there, WA3PNY, VK for JP.
flying Pete, BK5DP from WA3PLI. Well, thanks for the information on the net. That sounds real interesting. I'm sure our station squad will like to check into that. But thanks for checking in. And most important thing is that you get in. we can go with the order. That's not a problem. But I'm glad that you 7-3. I'm going to move on to our next check-in, which is BK5NRB. I don't know if that's a check-in or if it was a ping-pong. But VE5NRB, this is me, A3DNY. Any comments on that? Nothing heard from VK5NRB. We can put here ZL2JML. Any comments for the net from ZL2JML? This is WA3PLY.
Here's WA3PNY, ZL2JML. Nothing really, just to set up a I picked the node in my QTH and it's going to be running now for a very short time and heard the net on, so I'd pop in and say hi, and I was just wondering what time you actually started this particular net. Back to you.
ZL2JML from WA3PLY. Well, you sound good. You sound good, and must have already this tough voice. The time that we start tonight is at 9 o'clock Eastern time in on the East Coast of the United States. That would be, I think I'm correct on this, that would be Sunday 0200 UTC is when we start tonight, and we're here every Saturday night. Back to you, WA3PLY. Repeaters are ping-ponging each other. Well, anyway, I'm afraid that one of our ping-ponging repeaters stepped on you, and it must have messed up the synchronization of your packets. But at any rate, it was not readable. You can try it again. CL2JML from WA3PLY.
WA3PNY ZL2JML. Yeah, Roger, thanks for that. Yeah, no, I just, it's good. Thanks for the time in UTC. I struggle with nets and giving local time because, of course, we have daylight saving and summertime, wintertime, and that sort of thing. So UTC is a very good way certainly helps when you're not living in the same country.
Yeah, thanks very much, and I'll hope to catch you again on the net. So back to net control, WA3PMY from ZL2JM. We're fine. ZL2JML, WA3PMY. Yeah, I'm glad that you were able to get in, and it's great to have you be a part of the day tonight. The other call that I have, that I picked up, was a domestic call, K2OKB. Do you have any comments for that? WA3PNY.
WA8KIM repeater.
Hey, good. Good on the net control. Good evening, sir. This is November 2, Kilo Bravo, my first name here in Francisco, just like in San Francisco, California. And I'm located personally in the Key West, Key Largo area in the Florida, vacationing. And I took the moment just to participate on the net tonight. So, turn it back to the net control, and it's a wonderful thing. All these digital modes allow you to communicate almost anywhere. And here I am, and I'm in Key Largo, Key West area, transmitting through my Raspberry Pi, through my J2 Delta, forward to the net control.
Real flying, Francisco, K2OKB from WA3DNY. I'm glad to get in, and thanks for the comments. Yeah, you can just about talk to anyways. I'm so surprised how far it is in Phillips that the people are on Wires X, or at least on C4FM with the reflectors. Anyway, thanks for taking in tonight. It's great to have you with us. Let's see if we have any other check-ins from Canada. This is WA3PNY. Oh, nothing heard from Canada. So let's move on. Any check-ins from Japan? This is WA3PNY. Okay, nothing heard from Japan, but let's open it up to all other countries. Any other country outside of the United States. This is WA3PNY. Please come now. Over.
Eight Romeo Radio VK 8 R Australia.
Okay, we got one. I'd like to acknowledge VK8RR, Rich, in Australia. Any comments for the net? This is WA3PNY.
Yeah, Romeo, Romeo. Yeah, all heard very well out here, coming through loud and clear. The weather is nice, very nice here, cooling a bit. We're up 12 degrees south, so we don't get the cold weather these guys get times. Back to you. This is a VK8, Romeo, Romeo, over.
Hello, fine, Rich. VK8RR from WA3PNY. You likewise, sounds just fine coming in. The call is WA3PNY, and I'm located in the East Coast and Pennsylvania. And at any rate, let's see. Let's call it one more time for anyone outside of the United States that would like to check in. This is WA3PNY. All right, we picked up one. That's VK2 Delta Yankee. Any comments? For the net, this is WA3PNY. Hello, oh, looking for VK2DY from WA3PNY. Any comments for the net, over?
Good evening. The time is 10 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater, WA8KIM.
Nothing heard. It was very clear when he came in. Anyway, well, he will make sure he gets checked in, though. Perhaps he'll be able to recheck in a little while. I believe that really brings us to the end of the international check-ins, and so I'm going to pass the baton over to Barry, who is going to take us through the domestic
check-in process. So, Barry, this is WA3PNY. Back over to you, over.
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and good evening to everybody else on the net. This is N1TOQ over here in Providence, Rhode Island. I want to apologize to anyone that is seeing my distance from them that's 7,000 miles away. I'm not sure quite what's going on. I've had a couple people email me. I can't seem to get the thing straight. So anyway, if you see that, my apology, and we'll try to do better here next week. Okay, I'd like to pick up a minute here and take domestic check-ins. And I think the way we should probably do this is to check in by geographic location. So we're going to do this in reverse. Let's see if we can have check-ins from everybody west of the Mississippi. Anyone west of the Mississippi River, please call net control now.
Hey, good evening. This is Kilo Mike 6, November Yankee. Rick, and La Mesa.
0 NHV.
K0 Sierra Echo Yankee, Brian in Des Moines, Iowa.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Mike, up in Salem, Oregon.
Okay, let's acknowledge these check-ins. KM6NY, Rick. K0NHV. K0SXY, Brian. And KE7ASM, Doug. Are there any more check-ins for the International Wires XNet for stations west of the Mississippi River? Please call Nick and Jim out.
Kilo Delta 7, Echo Lima Uniform, Jerry, Portland, Oregon.
Alpha Alpha 3, Victor Zulu. Anthony here, Springfield, Delaware County, southeastern Pennsylvania.
Whiskey Zero, Zulu, Zulu Sierra, Fred, La Junta, Colorado.
Kilo India 7, Mike Echo Whiskey, Justin Big Montana.
Whiskey Mike 7, X-Ray, Kennewick, Washington.
Kilo Golf 7, Mike November, Sierra, James, Billings, Montana.
N7YHE, repeater.
Okay, let's acknowledge the following check-ins. KE7 Delta, AA3 Victor Zulu, W0 Zebra Zebra Sierra Fred, WM7X, and it looks like we have a Whiskey 7 Mike Sierra Victor. And I think that was the Billings, Montana station. We had another station that was a little tough to clear across. Let's go to the top of this list, and then we'll catch up with you here in the next whole round. KM6NY, Rick, please check in with us. And tonight's question is, what nodes do you use besides AmericaLink? Please call Net Control. Good evening, Rick.
N1TOQ from Kilo Mike 6, November Yankee. Good evening, and thank you. I think it's probably made my first or second time on the net. I think I monitored it before. It was pretty long net. But the rooms I like to use, AmericaLink is one I like to bring up. I run my own simplex out here. So being that it's in the area where it's very crowded, so it can only be on for so long that we'd like to monitor that, and also the LA-repeater program. Yeah, they're good at I like to listen to and communicate on being on the West Coast here. So, yes, I'm located in La Mesa, which is a suburb of San Diego. And today's weather was very nice and sunny in the 80s. It was pretty much beach weather. And we know that others in other areas are not as fortunate, but it was a very nice day today. That is all I have for the net tonight. And thanks again for having me. From Kilo Mike 6, November. Yankee, back to
that. Okay, Rick, very good. Thanks for checking in. And we had nice weather over here on the East Coast as well. It was about 80 degrees here in Rhode Island today. So we're thankful for both like that. And hopefully those are going to be temperatures we'll getting in the future. Okay, our next station would be K0NHV. We go ahead with your traffic.
Yeah, good afternoon. I should say good evening, everyone here on the net. This is Kilo Zero, November Hotel Victor. The name's Nick. November India Charlie Zero. November India Charlie Kilo. It's getting late, guys. It's getting late. Anyway, I'm located in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and I'm going through the K0 OQL repeater over in Omaha. Got a rainy day here, been rainy for about 3 days, it's just been, lousy. Anyway, that's about all I got, so I'll shoot it back to net control, K0NHV.
K0, NHV, Nick, over in Council Bluffs, Iowa, good evening. The weather will get better. It was raining for, seemed like weeks on end, and it finally has stopped. So, it will get better. So, I hope you have a good Sunday. All right, next station on the list is K0 Sierra X-Ray Yankee. Brian, please call with your traffic and let us know if you use any other nodes other than America. Okay.
Hey, good evening to everybody on the net. Most of the time we leave our repeater here connected up on America Link, just for the fact that we've got a few folks around here that have the FTM3200s, so this way they can partake in the wires I've experienced as well. Do connect up once in a while to Minnesota Wisconsin room for their net. We also have our own room here that once in a while going to locally for the state. That's about all we here in the central part of Iowa play around with. Otherwise, it's been a while since I've checked in, and we've been having nice weather up until this weekend, and so I've been out and about here when the net's been on. I will go ahead and turn back over to net control, K0 Sierra X-Ray Yankee.
Kilo Zero, Sierra X-Ray Yankee. This is N1TOQ. Well, thanks, Brian. Appreciate that unit. Hope the weather gets a little better there. Okay, next on our list is KE7ASM. Go ahead with your traffic.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 7 Alpha Sierra Mike up in Salem, Oregon. And that happens to be the Charlie Nancy 8-4 area, if you look it up on the grid. I just recently had purchased an FT-991, saving my nickels and dimes so I could have an all-mode, all-band radio. And that's what got me introduced to Wires X, and once I was into Wires X, then I saw the American Link. This is a great way to reach everywhere in the United States on 2 meters. And so I've been doing that recently, learning how to use the radio, how to navigate. The I've been an amateur for approximately 14 years, all doing most of my work in local area 2-meter repeaters. And once I got this 991, I thought how fantastic Wires X is, and I'm almost relearning how to get across the world now. K7ASM, back to net.
Good, Doug. Appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for the information. Yeah, I wonder if anybody is using, or if it's over the systems capable of operating C4FM on HF. I know there's some folks on D-Star that operate D-Star on HF. They have nets, I think, just about every day, every evening of the week. So I'm curious to see how that unfolds. Thanks for checking in from Salem. We appreciate it. Next on the list would be Matt, KD7D, in Gilbert, Arizona. Matt, go ahead and read the traffic. Not heard from Matt. He's probably in Alberta having himself a nice dinner. We'll get back to Matt later on. Let's go to Springfield, Pennsylvania. AA3, Victor Zulu, Tony, go ahead, your traffic.
N7YHE, repeater.
Okay, nothing here, Tony. Let's move on to Fred, F0, Zebra. Let me see if I can pronounce this right. La Junta, Colorado. Fred, go into traffic and let us know what rooms you use on C4FM besides Merving.
1COQ and the net 0 W0ZZS. I'm using touching on a QYT radio analog into the FTM-100 and it's got a rough push to talk button on it here. It takes a lot of pressure to hold it, so if I accidentally drop out, you'll know what happened there. Anyway, good evening, Barry. Thank you for doing the net this evening. And, I just use I'm just using Fusion only, and at this time in life, I'm analog only, and I'm keeping it that way so that some of the other fellows around the small town can check in. One of these days when I get rich and get a lot of money, well, maybe I'll buy that digital radio. I do have a 3200, but I'm using it on VHF, and I have the Fusion link here on UHF. But anyway, I check into the American link. I'll usually be sitting here and enjoy listening to the guys talking, and I switch over to the Midwest net once in a while, and if I have time and can find my net list, I try to check into some of the other nets like Kansas K and some of those, and I think what are they on? I don't have a list here. Anyway, so I enjoy checking into the nets. And, of course, that's what I do on HF also. I really enjoy the nets on HF. And that's about it from here. We got about 9 inches of snow during the storm here. And got a bunch of elm trees and gobs of big old branches fell down in my yard. So I'm going to be a month cleaning those up with my little chainsaw. And just going to take some time to do that, so... Anyway, good old spring snowstorm. Thank you for doing the net, Barry, and we'll catch you again. N1TOQW0ZZS.
Okay, thanks for checking in, and gotta be careful out there with the branches that fell. I had a 50-foot pine tree that fell on my house this winter, and it wasn't pretty, but I didn't want the tree anyway, so I guess it was good luck. Hope you have a good Sunday out there. Hope the weather's better. Okay, let's go to Kennewick, Washington. WM7 X-ray. Steve, go ahead with your traffic.
Well, good evening, everybody. And boy, from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, Kennewick, Washington, in the southwest corner, in the desert side of the Evergreen State, Wires X rooms that we will frequent, of course, here on the America Link. We'll also visit the friends over there in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Alabama Link, and the America Link Network, and a few smaller nodes that we will invite to our nightly social rag two nets on our 2-meter repeater system here in northeastern Oregon and southeastern Washington. We'll solicit check-ins from other areas as well, so feel free to pop into our node as well. Weeknights, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. The repeater I'm talking through is an analog repeater, Whiskey Foxtrot 7 Sierra, on the web at whiskeyfoxtrot7sierra.net. Anyway, just wrapped up a 3-day ham cram course with a bunch of other VE examiners here in our area, and got another handful of operators tested this afternoon, and so here very soon, when they receive their call signs as well, they'll be anxious to get on the air also, and I'm sure they'll receive a very warm welcome from everybody out there. Anyway, from along the banks of the mighty Columbia River, from Kennewick, Washington, back to net control, from Whiskey Mike 7 X-ray.
WA8KIM repeater.
Whiskey Mike 7 X-ray. This is MTOQ. Well, it sounds like you're living in a beautiful place there in the world. And thank you so much for your efforts and getting more hams involved in the hobby. You know, eventually all of us guys are going to be going to the next journey, and we need some folks to replace us here, so that's great, and I really, really appreciate that. Okay, moving on, I think we have the next station here is a W7 Mike Sierra Victor. Do I have that call sign correct? Go ahead and confirm it if that is correct. Okay, nothing heard. One more time for any stations west of the Mississippi River. Stations west of the Mississippi, please call N1DOQ now.
November 5, X-ray Quebec Kilo, Johnny, Northeast Oklahoma.
Hello, NBS7, Mike Echo Whiskey, Philly, Mike.
November 5, X-ray Quebec Kilo, Johnny, Northeast Oklahoma.
Okay, we'd like to recognize November 5. X-ray, Quebec, Kilo, Johnny, in northwest Oklahoma. Any more stations west of the Mississippi? Any more stations west of the Mississippi? Please call net control now. Hey, Johnny, N5XQK, go ahead with your traffic.
N0KK, this is N5XUK. That's the only thing going on over here is some massive rain. we've been inundated with the rain for the last 3 days, and I think we're probably aging up close to between 7 to 8 inches now for, this is Saturday, 4 days. It's about 4 days now, so we're getting a whole lot there. I'm starting to look at an ARC plans to build, so we'll see how things go here by Sunday. But anyway, that's about all that's going on right here in northeast Oklahoma. I'll turn it back to you. Thank you very much for doing the good evening. Give some counts. Thank you. UZ1-TOQ, this is N5XK, back to you.
N5XQK, Johnny, good evening, and thanks for checking in. Be careful in the rain. Don't drive through any roads that look like they're passable and looks like there's a little bit of water. I've seen some pretty bad situations there. Okay, now we'll turn to the eastern half of the United States, and we'd like to check in for Asians east of the Mississippi River. Give us your call sign. Please go ahead and check in, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. This is N1TOQ, Net Control, listening for all stations east of the Mississippi.
Give Joy 7, November. KD0WVN, Duo Delta 0 Whiskey, Victor November, Grand Center, Iowa.
Kilo Delta 8, Golf Romeo November.
Okay, this is N1TOQ, Net Control for the International Wires XNet, taking check-ins from east of the Mississippi. I'd like to recognize the following stations. Looks like we have a Kilo Charlie 7, November Delta, KALJ, KD0WVN, and a KD8GRN. Any more stations east of Mississippi that would like to check in? Please call Net Control now.
Hi, this is Whiskey 9, Whiskey Oscar X-ray.
Okay, now we'd like to recognize KK4DIB Bob and W9WOX. All right, let's go up to Warren over there in Bartlett, Tennessee. KC7, November Delta. Go ahead with your traffic, sir.
It's Warren in Bartlett, KC7NV. Got the severe thunderstorm warning coming through the area. We're getting the storms that pass through Texas and Oklahoma. They're coming our way. The first round is going through, and I suspect there'll be more through the most of the night and even into tomorrow. So might not slow down here much if the lightning continues. But other than that, the only other the rooms that I visited were some other rooms around the United States that I saw on the WiresX. But I've never heard anybody talking in the other room other than America room, so I haven't been in talking on the other rooms because I haven't heard anybody else in there. And I've checked into some Texas rooms and California rooms, so maybe I was just there when nobody was around or I'm doing something wrong. Tonight, Control Casey.
W-A-8-K.
KC7, November Delta, this is N1TOQ. Will you be careful and make sure you have a safe place to go to in case you get any severe weather that's coming your way? That's nothing to fool with, and we appreciate checking in. Okay, hello, Bob in Granville, Ohio, K8LJ. Go ahead with your traffic.
Morning.
TOQ from K8, Lima, Julia. Good evening, Gary. Thank you for picking me up. Been listening for the through the whole net here. And still just worrying about all this. I'm going through a repeater in Scottsville, Ohio, thanks to Jeff, KD8GRN. He's come up in a couple here. And I don't have any direct WireX capability yet. That may be in the future, but not at the moment. I'm losing my voice. Anyway, well, we survived, I don't know how many thunderstorms today. Started in the middle of the night, and then just kept coming and coming and coming. I was on the 40-meter net this morning, and had to shut everything down because it got so bad. But now it's pretty calm. And we had a pretty good day here today. Finally up into the low 70s, and it's dropping back down again. So that's all I have to report from the Columbus, Ohio area, Barry. Thank you for doing the net, or you're part of it anyway, and I appreciate being able to check in. And one TOQ from K8LJ.
Okay, K8LJ, this is N1TOQ. Very good, thanks for checking in from Greenville, and got to spend 4 months on your neck of the woods last year, and really enjoyed it. Beautiful part of the country. Okay, let's go to Nick in Grundy Center, Iowa. KD0WVN. Nick, go ahead with your traffic.
Yes, Nick in Grundy Center, Iowa. It's great to check in. This is my first check-in here in Iowa, and it's rainy, it's cold, and it's just one of those miserable days. Been hoping for some sunshine for quite a long time, and I'm checking in using an open spot, and it seems to be working quite well. The open spot sure opens up quite a big world in amateur radio as far as fusion goes, and it's fun to explore and learn. So I'll pass the ball back to Joel. This is KZWVN, Grundy Center, Iowa.
KD0WVN, this is N1TOQ. Oh, I'm sorry your weather's so bad. Well, hopefully things will get a little bit better. It was looking as though we weren't ever going to see springtime here, and all of a sudden today in Rhode Island we got into the 80s, so I'm just going to travel on to that for as long as I can. But anyway, your open spot sounds great, and you're right, that's a wonderful device, and enjoy that. Okay, let's go to Blacklick, Ohio. To Jeffrey, KD8GRN. Jeffrey, good evening, and please go ahead with the traffic.
Okay. As Bob's saying, it is wet as heat today. It was nonstop storms all through the night, and she woke me up a few times, and I also left the volume up on my Blink radio that goes to the floor out there, so probably looks like getting woke up like a thunder, but my voices in the house basically coming from the radio. But anyway, the room I currently use is generally this one, the Minwit room, also here the Fusion Help Nest that they run on Monday at 8:30 Eastern Time on the two repeaters here. And I also spent a little bit of time in the Texas Nexus, and that's really it for about right now. It's really too busy to ignore the other rooms around there. I've been in some of the QQ UK room. We couldn't find anyone in there to talk to a couple times, but happens that I tried too hard over there. But anyway, thank you for running the nets, and back to your next call. This is KDHERN.
KDA-DRN, this is N1TOQ. Okay, well, oh yeah, you be careful as well, and watch out for all the storms coming through. It's tough to hear. Okay, Okay, let's go to Florida, KK4, DIV, Bob. Good evening, and let us know what your what other rooms that you use here on American Link. I mean, on Fusion.
Thank you.
One more time, KK4, DIV, Bob. Down there in Florida. Go ahead with your traffic.
Go back to mobile.
Nothing heard from Bob. Let's go to Tom, W9, W-O-X, in Downers Grove, Illinois. Good evening, Tom, and go ahead, be traffic.
Q-Mobile listening on 525.
Okay, nothing heard from Tom. Let's take more check-ins from east of the Mississippi River. Stations east of the Mississippi River, meet east of the Mississippi River. Please call N1TOQ net control.
Creek, Louisiana, a little west of the Mississippi, KG5, I'll be up.
Hey, Alpha Echo Sugar, N88. Yes, in northern Indiana.
Hello, Oscar. Victor
Whitehouse,
Tennessee.
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Oscar Bravo from Buckhannon, West Virginia.
Whiskey Delta 9, Golf Yankee Mike from Skokie, Illinois.
9 Kilo. Quebec Uniform, Jeffrey, Colleyville, Tennessee.
Alpha Alpha 3, Victor Zulu Anthony, in southeastern Pennsylvania, for a recheck.
This is N1TOQ, net control for the International Wires X-Net, and we'd like to recognize the following stations: KG5, RBL, number 8, Alpha Echo Sierra, KK4, OVW, KB8, AOB, WD9, GYM, KB9, KQU, Jeffrey. And a recheck we have of AA3, VJY. Any more stations east of the Mississippi? East of the Mississippi. Please call net control now.
Frank, November, Foxtrot, Quebec, David. Hey, Wendell, good evening. To the net, no comments to the traffic.
I think we had one station that had a little trouble when it was there in November, Foxtrot 6. You want to give that another try?
Bravo 3, November, Foxtrot, Quebec. David checking in from Trenton, Pennsylvania. Western Pennsylvania, good evening to the net. No comments, no traffic.
Okay, David, looks like we got you that time. Well, let's go to the top of this list. Let's go to KG5, RDL. Steve in Shreveport, Louisiana. Go ahead with your traffic.
Thank you. This is Steve in Shreveport. Sorry I missed the west of the Mississippi check-in. I had to reboot my my Wires X software. I'm up hearing sometimes only app of the QSOs, so there's something going on. I have to check it out. Meanwhile, I just opened my own node at home, and America Link has been my go-to room. I've tried a couple of others, like Alabama Link and Texas Nexus, but I have not gotten near as much drag as I get here. Back to you, net control.
Okay, Steve. Well, you sound great on your new node. Sounds really, really good. And interesting, the process of getting getting that HRI 200 set up. But once you get it down, you're all set. You're good to go. Thanks for checking in tonight. Let's go to Brad over in Elkhart, Indiana. N-8-A-E-S. Go ahead with your traffic.
What I'm here, this is Brad over at Elkhart, Indiana, N-8-A-E-S. Don't have much to say. We are running our YXX through the N-8-A-E-S repeater here in Elkhart. About 160 feet. Really been enjoying it, and I hope more and more people start getting there. So we will get you a little later down the log, N-8-A-E-S. Thanks for letting me in.
Okay, okay, Brad, very good. Good. Hope all is well there in Elkhart. And checking in. Okay, let's go to Randy in White House, Tennessee. K4OVW. Go ahead with your traffic.
Good evening, everyone, on the Wires X International Net. It's Randy here in White House. Just wanted to check in. Beautiful night here on the patio. I'm using a DV4 with a Raspberry Pi. Hopefully I'm making it in okay. I usually check in I'm on this node quite a bit. The Minnesota one and also the Alabama link. I get on that quite a bit and monitor. So, Ornette, everyone have a great night. Stay safe. It's been really warm here today. It was about 85, 80 degrees. It's pretty hot out. So, anyway, thanks for picking up, Barry. Have a good night. Every night. This is KK4OBW back to net control.
From the White House, and glad the weather's good. And keep pushing that water up this way. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to Richard in Cannon, West Virginia. KB8AOB. Go ahead with your talk. Okay, nothing heard from Richard. But I'm sure Martin is still there. WD9GIM. Up there in Skokie, Illinois, or over there in Skokie, Illinois. Go ahead, Jen. My apology, that's not Richard, that's Martin. Go ahead, Martin. Okay, nothing heard from Skokie. Let's go to Collierville, Tennessee. Jeffrey, KB9KQU. Tell us what other rooms that you use here on the C4FM Fusion WiresX network. Go ahead with your traffic.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
Hello, everyone else. This is Kilo Bravo 9, Kilo Quebec Uniform, Jeffrey in Collierville, Tennessee, just outside Memphis. Actually, this is the only room I've ever been in. In fact, Mr. Warren, who spoke to you a little while ago from Bartlett, he's the one who helped me get hooked up with this. This is only my second week on here. I haven't played with any others, but do have intentions of doing so eventually. Thank you. KB9KQU, back to Nick.
Oh, very good, Jerry. Well, thanks for checking in, and welcome to Fusion. It's a very interesting mode, and lots of great people on here, as you can see from all the rooms. There are people on there. Some days I wish I spoke fluent Japanese, because when you look at some of the most active rooms, you'll see in Japan, like right now in the All Japan CQ room, there are 221 nodes, over double what we have here. So anyway, I'm sure that you're going to enjoy it, and thanks for checking in. Let's see, we have a recheck here in Alpha Alpha Fee, Victor Juliet Yankee. Go ahead with your traffic.
Yeah, good evening, guys. I correct you on the call size. It's
Alpha, Alpha 3, Victoria, Zanzibar. And I'm located in Springfield, Delaware County, southeastern Pennsylvania. And I just want to say hello to everybody on the net tonight, and I'm glad I was able to check in here. I thought about getting a new Fusion radio when it came out, the AZU-SP70ZR. My question is, how do you connect to a room in there? Can you key up and dial the number on your keypad, or how does that work? I don't know. I play with DMR, but I don't know. I'm kind of new to the whole Fusion thing, AZU. I don't have the radio yet, but I'm just curious with this. If you're on a repeater, how do you get a room? Do you key up your push to talk and dial the room number on the keypad, or, AA3V is our best in that control.
AA3VZ, this is N1TOQ. Yeah, it looks like you were coming through a repeater, I think. You were coming through a repeater. So I'm not sure. Maybe we'll open it up to Nett here. If you go through a repeater and you want to go to another room or another node, is that possible through a repeater, or is that sometimes limited by the repeater owner? Anybody can answer that question, please. Please call Net Control now.
This is WA3PI.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, it sounded like he was coming through an analog repeater, and it might be possible. It depends on how the node is actually linked in. But there are some commands can be enabled, but they have to be enabled by the repeater owner. And many of the repeaters don't have those commands linked. They just don't have them enabled. Anyway, that's the case if a lot of it is an asterisk and then numbers to be able to put it in from an analog. It is possible to go with a digital handy dandy into a repeater, and that requires that you actually go into the wires X mode from the handy talkies front panel, and then each hand talkie has a different sequence that is necessary to be able to change his rooms and stuff. But at any rate, it is possible to do, but it's very dependent on how you're accessing it and what your repeater owner has enabled. Back to that control, WA3PNY. That's my two cents, over.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. We appreciate that. And Tony, if you can give me your email address, I have a book that P3IH referred me to, and it is I can't remember what the title is, but it probably's got everything in there you'd ever want to know about Fusion. So if you'd like to share your email address with me, I have my iPad sitting here on my lap, and I'll be more than happy to email it over to you right away. Go ahead and let me know if you'd like to receive it.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I'm totally blind, but that's why I was asking. But, my email address is as follows. It's my call sign, AA3BZ67@gmail.com.
Oh, just to confirm that, I've got Alpha. The 3, Victor, Zulu. I think I might have missed something after Zulu, @gmail.com. Could you just repeat that one more time for me?
Yes, 67@gmail.com.
Okay, I have Alpha 3, Victor Zulu, at gmail.com. I just wanted one more time. I just want to make sure that's correct.
W-A-A.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yes, sir.
This is M1TOQ, net control. Okay, if for some reason you don't receive that, you can email me my call sign at adlrl.net, and I can send it to you again. And thanks for checking in, Tony, and hopefully that question can hit for you. Now, there's another station there, a gentleman by the name of David. I wasn't able to get the call sign. David, if you're still there, please call net control now.
Yeah, real quick, my email address is as follows, Alpha 3, Victor Zulu, 67, at gmail.com.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Tony. We got it, and I just said hello to you, so hopefully you'll see that in just a moment. Okay, any more stations east of the Mississippi, any stations east of the Mississippi, please call them. Let me call them out.
Kilo Echo 8, Oscar.
Okay, now we'll recognize Kilo Echo 8, Oscar. And K0HV. Kilo Echo 8, Oscar. Go ahead with your traffic.
Good evening. And coincidentally, the second week in a row for me checking into the net. Last time I was in the mobile and happened to hear it. And tonight I was doing some work around the house and putting some tools away, and I looked down in the basement and I seen they had the light on in the shack, so I decided to come down, and radio was on, so I've been listening to the net for probably the last 15, 20 minutes or so. But anyways, not much else going on, and I'll send it back to net control. This is KE8-03 in Delaware, Ohio.
KE8. Oh, Gary, good evening, and thanks for checking in from Delaware. You sound great. Hope you have a good Sunday. Okay, I think Nick is back. K0NHV over there in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Go ahead with your traffic. Okay, nothing heard from Nick. Now I'm going to open it up to late check-ins. Anybody, anywhere, or anyone that I may have missed, and if I have, I certainly apologize. Please call N1TOQ, net control.
Kilo India 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo, Chandler, Arizona.
November Foxtrot, 7 Tango, Jake in Napa, Idaho. And no traffic.
K0KY, Kilo Echo 0, Kilo Echo Yankee, James, and Tom, Missouri, and no traffic.
M, repeater, wires, X, net, over. Disconnecting wires, X, from America, link, room, now.
Predatory. Oh, my stars.